Welcome to WITY Profile, Chad Baker, and today I have the privilege of having the brand new executive director of the Danville Visitors Bureau on with us, Rhonda Ellis, making the step up, just the heir to Jeannie Cook, who has stepped down after leading the organization for more than three decades. And Rhonda, no stranger to the Visitors Bureau, has been there quite a while and stepping up into the head role. Rhonda, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Appreciate that.
That's a pretty big jump. First, let's get to know Rhonda a little bit, reacquaint ourselves, because we got to know all the staff not too far in the distant past when you had a podcast with us called Everything But Ordinary, and that showcased some of the unique things within the Vermilion County area that folks could explore a little bit more of. You have had quite a year here, though, where you've had some folks that were leaving, retiring, and kind of a change at the top with you moving up. But let's learn a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about your history with the Visitors Bureau.
I started in 2015. I actually kind of fell into the job. I had a good friend that was working there and kept kind of hounding me, "You need to come work for us." She knew I had a marketing degree. At the time, I was staying at home and doing some odd jobs on the side, but I had kids starting college. And so I finally went and talked to her. Didn't really know what the Visitors Bureau was, and it seemed like a good fit. The flexibility was the big thing for being a mom with four kids. So I really appreciated Jeannie, how she let us do what we needed to do. She never told me no if it was anything family, and that was a blessing because I never missed anything of my kids. And so it was a great job and kind of just fell into it. And pretty soon, you know, when she talked about retirement, I hadn't really had it on the thought of taking over the position, but all of a sudden it's like, well, why not? I've done it. You know, I've been there. And speaking of transition, the office has kind of transitioned with everybody new anyway. The oldest somebody's been there is a year and a half now. So at that point, it's like, okay, I know how to do everything. I can get these people to help. I have a great team and let's just do it, move forward. So it's kind of where it came about. It wasn't something I'd had on the back burner, but Jeannie always said I'm never retiring too. So it kind of never thought that way until she kind of reached out and told me she was thinking about it.
And now you're in that position. To a certain degree, I think you probably still have those resources to lean on to. If you need to drop a phone call to Jeannie, hey, what did you do in this situation? But you want to make it kind of your own here. And there are some philosophies that may change, some resources that may change, some procedures that may change in the way that you lead and the way that you do things. Just in the early going, tell us a little bit of the difference between Rhonda Ellis, just the person with the Danville Visitors Bureau, just one of the staff members, to the executive director, Rhonda Ellis.
Well, in some ways, other than moving desk, it hasn't felt too different. Like I said, my staff's been totally on board and supportive of me taking the position because I kind of talked to them. I've had that flexibility for grandkids. And so I talked to the board, wasn't willing to like just be the face of the bureau and be at everything and all one person. So we're a team and everybody was on board. So that made me feel more comfortable too, being able to spend the time I do with my family. And, you know, we have a lot of time outside of the office at events and extra time. And I come in on the weekend if needed, but just that's one change. You know, Jeannie was the face, and I feel like it's important that in today's world that the team is also the face and we all work together and we each have our little niches that we might do a better job at. But I want the office to feel like everybody can come in and any one of us can help them if possible. You know, we might have to resource to the next person, but it's so other than that and just feeling that responsibility of I am the one with the final answer.
Sure.
Other than that, the office has been great and the staff and community. I was out at the balloon event before I took the job and everybody's like, you're going to take it, right? So that really helped having that community support and confidence from them saying, oh, you should do it. That meant a lot to me.
It's always great to have that community support us and support for folks that know that you can do it and give you that little boost.
Being a stay-at-home mom sometimes, you know, I had my degree, but I worked some jobs, but that was a big confidence booster when the community was behind me too. And Jeannie always was behind me as well. She just stopped in the office the other day and she won't be a stranger. And, you know, she was patting me on the back. You're doing great. And I know you will. Kind of like she said, what am I here for? You guys know what you're doing. So,
absolutely. You come into this position at quite a unique time for Danville. We've had the Golden Nugget Casino now in place for a couple of years. The NJCAA tournament just renewed, so we will have that for a little bit. You have a lot of new restaurants, a lot of new businesses that have popped up. The times are kind of changing. We're starting to see Danville proper take a little bit of a turn and start working towards progress. You see of course, you know, just some of the area parks are getting more visitors than arguably what they've ever had, just as more and more folks are finding new activities, from frisbee golf to hiking out at Forest Glen to folks that go out to Kennecook for a variety of reasons. So there's a lot of interest in this area for people coming from outside the area. Mm-hmm. What do you see as unique challenges that you're going to take up on, or what are going to be some of those, I guess, pet projects that you're looking at here coming out of the gate?
I think our biggest thing lately, you know, we've went to American Bus Association, and then my other coworker went to a sports convention this mm-hmm. past year, and those are two areas we can work on, bus tours and also the sports. But I think the sports is kind of, we found a little niche there where we have a lot of sports facilities. So mm-hmm. we've called all the sports facilities and got all the information we need to put the book together. She brought in that Ultimate Frisbee Football is what it's called, mm-hmm. Illinois Ultimate Sectionals for club college teams,
yeah.
brought in 500 players. And so that's pretty cool. And there's other areas in the sports thing that we're finding. The problem is getting support from financial and bringing something
sure.
in. Somebody has to head it up. You know, we're just bringing the bid to them and seeing if we can do it. We had an option to look at the junior golf tournament, but it required some money outlaid, mm-hmm. and the soccer complex and the board and Patrick Halloran were big instrumental in,
yeah.
you know, working with us. So we can't just bring it and not have somebody to help support it, kind of like the NJ has always been out at DAC, and they have a great team. So that's what we're kind of resourcing and finding out, like with the arena, there's a multi-purpose floor. If they could get some money and purchase it, that could bring some other options. So that's the other thing, is everybody needs money.
Sure.
So trying to find niches where we can help resource or help bring things, and finding out what those areas are. So we may not go to ABA this year. We may focus on the more sports areas. And then in the meantime, we're always trying to maintain, as you say, businesses are coming and going, and mm-hmm. we keep a website and a printed visitor's guide that's free of charge for all businesses. Mm-hmm. So please, if you're listening to this, call us and
sure.
let us know if you're opening a new business or changing or making changes, because 99% of what's in there is what we dig up and find and, you know, review. And so it's a lot of work, but it's something that it goes out to anybody who requests information. We have people that have class reunions. I just mailed out 15 to a lady that's having a class reunion. They're all out of town, so mm-hmm. we mailed out packets to them. So it's good to get the word out. We have people stop in the office all the time, and, you know, they do the Wall Dog tour. They do the both museums. We guide them, and then we guide them a lot of times to the mom-and-pop type restaurants, because they want something different. They want something that's local.
Yeah. A couple of the things that I've noticed here since I've been here in the area, and some of these are probably out of your hands, but is definitely been a corner turn for this area. One of them is the project with I-74, and the fact that we have a nice paved, and it's still in construction. I know that that's been frustrating mm-hmm. for a lot of folks, but whenever I came up here, it was hands down the worst stretch of highway that I've traveled on in my 40 some years on the planet. But the painstaking repair of that allows Danville to put their best foot forward whenever you have some of those things start to happen. We're starting to see new signs. Love the new Vermilion Heights sign. Mm-hmm. As you're entering on Route 150, you're starting to see some of the cleanup of some of the areas that may be a little bit of an eyesore. You have some of the folks building around the interstates. You know, you have as we mentioned, the Golden Nugget Casino. You've got some of the hotels that have made improvements over on Lynch Road. You have expansion of some of the things going on in Tilton. There is so much that is out of your control, but that you, as the Visitors Bureau, can really take that next step to help out, and you have done that.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
We're always trying to resource if there's something we can help, or a business. I know, like when the downtown was shut, we tried mm-hmm. to help on Facebook or post
sure.
stuff to just encourage people to go downtown mm-hmm. and you can still get around.
Yeah.
And I know the casino is kind of pushing that whole thing with the 74 construction of how do I get there if I can't get there off of this exit. But yeah, we try to resource, like the disc golf when they opened up the courses here, we mm-hmm. formed a committee and got the Vermilion County Disc Golf Club. They were already kind of there, but it kind of just reiterated, and they built on that. And then we kind of step away once we get something started and resource people together.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good part of what we do. If we see something that we can help boost and get the right people together, and then we kind of step away. And if they need more help, we're there for resources. But our goal is just to see what we can do to help put the people in the right places with the right people and get the word out.
Rhonda Ellis's pipe dream in all of this, if somebody came to you and said, okay, you have the resources, whether it's money, whether it's manpower, whether it's land, whatever it may be, to get something done, what is paramount for that right now? Is it community involvement? Is it certain businesses that are opening up and collaborating with the Visitors Bureau? There's so many different ways you can go. Have you thought about what that looks like for you right now?
Not really. We've had meetings. Obviously, the mayor is on our board of directors and sits in. We have a lot of, we have the county parks, the state park, business owners. So just hearing all that and seeing all that they're trying to do, it's just, there's a lot to be done. We'd love to see the riverfront and the bike trails get brought down and then revitalized downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of potential there. It's hard. I think everybody's needing money. And so I think that's where it's hard. And to bring in bus tours, sometimes that's what we go up against. You know, the Fisher's great, but they don't have the museum. They don't have the little store. So to bring a bus tour and charge to get off to go there, it's kind of a little touchy right now.
Yeah.
And so they need money to open it, but yet we can't charge people to go in. So just seeing all that flourish and get, you know, I wish we had somebody that could come in and develop all that for us with some money. But I think seeing the potential that Danville has and just, I think we're on the right track, but it just feels like it's so far away. And hopefully that isn't true. And we'll see the riverfront here before long. Because I think that's what everybody needs to see, the positive potential. And, you know, I talked to DAC people and the coach for golf trying to recruit. And that's the biggest thing, is that drive to the college isn't the best, or parents Google Danville. And so he's trying to sell them that it's okay, it's safe. And we kind of do the same thing. And I think that's where our Facebook, we focus a lot sometimes on community things like the trick-or-treat hours or holiday stuff, just because if we get our local people seeing what there is to do in Danville, then they're going to talk more positive. And that's where it all starts, is word of mouth and getting your people that live here to feel safe going downtown to an event. And I think the city's done a great job creating some First Fridays and city events that bring people downtown. Just would like to see the businesses flourish and have a place to eat downtown. And those are the things I'd love to see. I don't know if I can help make that happen.
Sure. And it's so tough balancing the whole brick and mortar versus digital age and making best use of what we have available, knowing that Danville once upon a time was a much bigger community, still have the land, still have the property, and that's an asset, but just trying to figure out how best to utilize that.
And we talk when we go, whether it's bus tours or they're looking for quaint little places to go, and downtown Danville is, and the whole town, it's just a different community too. If you've never not lived here, my kids don't live here, and so they go to different towns and they realize Danville is different. You know, the community, they step up, everybody's friendly, and so I think, you know, you kind of sometimes have to leave to understand how good you got it.
Absolutely. For folks that want to reach out to you, talk, to congratulate you, to find out how they can contribute or help, or just to find out more about the Visitors Bureau, how do they do that?
Well, they can stop down. We're in the Palmer Arena Civic Center building, and we have a door with our logo on it. So just come on in. We've got information to hand out. If you have something coming up and you need help with a group coming in, we'd love to help you. Otherwise, just stop in and say hi and find out what's going on new in the area. We also have a website that has an event calendar, so we recommend people to go check out what's to do in Danville there.
Very good. Rhonda, I appreciate your time. Once again, congratulations. We'll definitely catch up soon to find out how the process is going for you.
I appreciate the time, Chad. Thank you.
That's Rhonda Ellis, the new executive director with the Danville Visitors Bureau. This has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.